You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Who this?
Who that be?
America.
America.
Well,
yeah. All right, there's the 3-minute mark.
What's the 3-minute mark?
What's that rule, John?
It's like you can't use swear words for 3 minutes and then you don't get the E on Spotify. If you can keep it clean for 3 minutes, you won't get the explicit content icon.
But after 3 minutes?
Why?
It's all.
Yeah, it's all. You can say
all games in, man. Just kind of like, hey. Yeah.
It'd be like that sometime.
It
it's
be like fuck, that. Fuck me, fuck, fuck.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and I got Big John.
Woo!
What's up, Danny?
What up, guys?
Brother Cab.
A belt. It's more of a tool than a fashion statement. Connor,
Love on the spectrum.
Perfect. What else? We got Jenkins over there. He's off camera. We got the ghost man on third.
Yeah, over there.
Who's on third?
Follow that up.
Who's on first?
So you've been on the spectrum. Y'all been checking the show out.
Yeah.
It's kind of our guilty pleasure.
I came over here one night and Webb was watching it. I've watched like two. It's a pretty show.
It is. It's nice.
It's like well lit or whatever. Yeah.
Like something you see on like HGTV when they show
it. Yeah. And
pretty much like that.
The other night he was just doing what he's doing while ago, just going through shit. And I'd be like, that's a good one. That's a good one. That sucks. I was like, dude, just put it on Love on the Spectrum.
I was like, you like that shit, don't you? He's like, yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It is good. I mean, it's not a bad show.
I wish more relationships could be like that. Oh, yeah. He'd just be like, that's what I don't you know fucking what? Like you.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I told him. Like, man, I appreciate how absolutely honest like, they are.
Brutally honest.
Yeah, it's like, you're not my boyfriend. Like,
nope.
You're just a play boyfriend.
One dude's like, you got a dog? Ooh.
No, like dogs.
I don't like dogs.
Don't,
sorry.
Nope.
I don't think we're going to work.
And then they got their whole fucking power couple, too, dude. I can't remember their name.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're doing big shit.
Yeah. When they kiss, it looks like they're about to suck their brains out of their head.
It looks like that one chick's going underwater.
Yeah.
But my boy Connor got his first kiss and had to sit down.
Yeah. I think he
got lightheaded.
I think he did.
He's like, whoa, knees buckled shit. He was like, I think he jizzed his pants.
No. What?
Not enough friction for that.
He was well overstimulated. I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a good show, though. Try it. Check it out, guys.
Now I was talking about that one hot chick, Lisa Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The one hot spectrum girl.
It's Danny. That's her name.
Yeah, her name's Danny. I could just call her Lisa Simpson.
She sounds like Lisa Simpson.
She is my favorite of the female characters for sure. She wouldn't date none of us but Alan because she's all about business. Yeah.
What's your future? You like animation?
Mr. Business Owner, what's your future?
My future?
He's worked.
She likes business.
Yeah,
I work on it every day.
That's right, man. Work on my future.
I be dreaming.
I like, we ain't gonna work. You know, my future is going to work at a factory. That's it.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
You apologizing to?
I was like pretending.
Theoretical.
He thought he was on a date with a
theoretical woman on the spectrum that he's dating. I would try to date her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's cute.
I got plenty of business. Which one you want to know about?
I mean, it's strange, too. I mean, it's
cartoons,
like,
huh?
What's that?
Cartoons.
Yeah, she'd be making cartoons.
She's an animation.
Oh, she not only does she like animation, she makes it.
Yeah, that's her future. Her future is animation. That's what she says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's going to live in a big city.
She does. San Diego.
Yep.
There you go. San Diego or Los Angeles. One of the others. I can't remember. It was somewhere. Or maybe it was San Francisco. Maybe. I don't know. Somewhere in California.
Yeah, she lives in golly, serial killer dude lives in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, dude with the gloves.
Is he still active?
I came over here and Webb was watching the recent season three. We got done with it, and I was like, go back to season one.
We started from the beginning.
Yeah, we're going reverse style. And season one has this older, looks like he's in his 60.
He's like 62 or something.
He wears gloves. I'm pretty sure he's a serial killer, allegedly. I can just see him taking somebody from behind with a Walmart grocery sack.
Oh, my Lord.
Savage.
I can see him wearing somebody's skin very easily. Yeah. And being happy about it.
Do you moisturize?
It's awful. Your hair is very pretty.
I wonder, like, you know, it happens so quick and, like, just the signs of that. And, man, I grew up with some people. They didn't go on to become, like, serial killers. But, like, the tendencies of it, like pissing the bed, like, lighting fires, being cruel to animals. Like, I knew a lot of people that would check all three of those boxes. You know, like, they're gonna be certified crazy.
Yeah,
they, Right. When they get a vehicle.
So they made dead animal art.
Yeah.
he's got a video.
Like anybody want to see Webb's mummified cat?
Yeah. It's a little bit different than Armageddon. Armadillo Armageddon.
He found it.
Yeah, he found
it. Yeah. Found it. Yeah. Oh, we don't speak of that. Different times.
Yeah. But anyway. You won't go there.
It's pretty nuts. We have a turtle that got stuck inside of a cinder block.
Yeah.
It crawled in like one side was bigger than the other, and poor bastard couldn't put it in reverse.
Yeah,
he got stuck.
Stuck.
Poor Terry.
Now it's just
yeah. Name Terry. That's right.
He's just in a cinder block. Is all he is.
I wonder what it was like for him his last few hours in that thing.
That sucked. I mean, he was probably there for
He's taking it. Sticking his tongue out, just trying to get a blade of grass.
Yeah, he probably lived for longer than what you think. And yeah, probably,
that's pure torture.
Yeah, he was just like, I just can't go nowhere, just, man.
And then the ants figure it out.
Yeah, and they're like, well.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing left but a shell.
Turtle soup for us tonight, guys.
It's on the half shell.
Yeah.
Have you had turtle soup?
I have.
Where?
When I was a kid. I haven't had it in a long time.
Turtle what about soup? You, Webb? You old Cajun?
Probably I can't recall ever ordering it, but I probably had it. It's probably like, hey, try this, and because I know I've eaten possum and
felt like I was a
and squirrel
in your travels,
all that
being
shit.
A cannibal.
What about you, Josh? You ever had anything weird like that on your travels?
Weirdest thing I've had, probably I've had rattlesnake.
Pretty tasty.
So every time I tell anybody this, jokes are made, but I've had beaver.
Of course.
Yeah. There's a good joke there.
There's many, yeah. Many.
There's a few there.
There's a lot of jokes there, but no, it was actually good.
Tastes like raspberries. Ain't that what the flavor
is? Nestingale country flower.
Isn't that how they get blue raspberry flavoring for campus? It's
beaver anus?
Yeah, I think so.
Nestingale country flower.
Raspberry.
That's douche if you didn't know.
We got on the subject earlier. I wanted to run it for a second, but I wasn't aware of this, but there's the ramp in Hamilton, Alabama.
I'm all in. I'm going to a service.
Check it out.
Oh, God.
John's going to come back after service to hang out, and he's just going to be, I gave them all my money.
I gave those guys every dime I had.
I was happy about it. I was happy.
So the ramp in Hamilton's nothing new. It's been going on for long, long, long time. But
you don't see how I've never heard of it.
It's wild. They're I don't know. I didn't hear about it until I worked where I was working. We had a store there. We were hiring people from it. I was like, what? What is this? I was like, that's a thing? Like, this is real in Hamilton? Okay. And I kind of went and looked a little into it. And then I was like, and I stopped. I was like, no.
Oh, no, I'm going all in. I'm going to deep dive that shit later.
John's going to he's gonna come back with a cup of Kool-Aid for everybody.
Deep ride home. Yeah.
Look, they make this awesome drink.
Guys, we got to try it together.
And they even have a THC option. I couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe it. Best thing ever. You going to try it?
Yeah, thanks for being.
Well, I'll try it.
Yep, that's wild.
Next week.
Yep. Make sure to bring your money.
Make sure to bring all your money.
It's going to be wearing a robe.
The service is free. It technically is a donation, but we asked for $300
up front.
Up front.
As you walk in.
At the door.
Yeah, at the door. That's your.
You'll understand why when you come sit down.
You'll know.
Why is it called the ramp?
I imagine that I didn't dig into, but I'm
it's just off the ramp.
It's off the ramp.
It's off the ramp exit.
Off the ramp, man. But I don't know. I imagine it probably stands for something, I'm sure. Like, I don't know. Like run around moping people. I don't
know. So do they? Hell yeah. So are they really out there, like people living there and like sleeping with the?
Yeah, the ramp owns like so much property in Hamilton. They bought like all kinds of stuff, and they were saying they were going to turn it into apartments for
their members and stuff like that. It's just and there's a lot of
real estate that the population in Alabama.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I think they were even trying to buy like Bevel State there and shit.
They have 150,000 followers.
Well, there's a lot. If you can look up on YouTube, fucking TikTok and everywhere, there's all kind of people have done like stories about this place and how
it's crazy. Yeah, like,
it's nuts.
That kind of publicity and that kind of story, like enough people figure it out. Like, yeah.
And there's people following because they are part of it, and there's people following because they just want to see what the hell is crazy about. You know, that's the thing about
When's the shit going to pop off?
I don't know.
I wonder if they're the gun
type. Alabama Waco.
Next Sunday, we go live there.
Yes, we'll go live there.
We'll be in the congregation. But hey, guys.
You ever watch that movie Red State?
We're just here to observe.
It's going to be y'all.
I'm what you call an influencer, and I'd like to film a little live documentary. It's called I Drank the Punch.
You're still waiting on
while smoking a Marlboro Red.
It'd be $500 for you to get in, sir.
Oh. Still waiting on Al to go to that snake church.
Isn't there one in Gordo?
Snake church?
Yeah.
There's probably one around everywhere.
Probably Zion.
There's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're nearer than what you think. There used to be one that, you know, right there by the Hildreths, like from my house to the Hildreths, that little road, you can take a right and get over on 49.
Yeah, yeah. Man, it's in the middle of like a – it's
back when my parents were teenagers.
There's a house right beside it.
Yeah.
It's in the curve.
I want to say they used to handle snakes like back in the 80s.
Sweet.
So, I mean, it's not that far removed.
Right.
And, you know, like I wouldn't be surprised, like when you get up to like – Detroit and that kind of northwest part of Alabama.
Yeah.
And then especially when you get over to the Appalachians and the mountainside of it, like I'm not surprised, you know.
Probably. Get you a cup of strychnine and go on.
Yeah, go on and
dance with the snakes.
Yeah, let's do it, guys.
I'll tell you, it fascinates me.
Yeah, hey.
Like they do it time and time again, and they're okay.
It's all good.
Yeah, for the most part.
they do get bit.
Yeah.
I can only imagine they drink enough strychnine to start hallucinating. I don't think they actually drink enough to die.
No, it's just enough to get a good trip.
Yeah, they're just probably just tripping. Who knows?
You can do it with bleach too.
Ain't but one way to know. I'll have strychnine next week.
There you go.
Here we go. We'll
know. The more you know.
Tastes like magnesium.
Yep.
Why does this taste like metal?
Now you know. Because knowledge is power.
How I hear this.
Yeah. I think I may need to sit down.
But like back to the ramp, I mean, like how long, like anybody got any idea like how long it's been around?
Never looked that far into it.
I will know. I will know.
Yeah,
I will find out that.
I'm coming back with notes.
I said one thing about the ramp at them at dinner, and John's all in. He's like, "Oh yeah, I mean, he just looked them up. He follows them on Facebook and everything.
I found their Facebook page. I found their Instagram.
I'm like, yeah, I'm in this. We're gonna figure this out.
All right,
we got road trips to Hamilton now.
You go down there,
side twist, John. Back in.
Fuck around, be a member.
Okay.
Hey, it might be fun.
But changes life.
Yeah. Hot chicks.
Good. Hey, that is. Like, I did notice that. Like some people will be hired or whatever. Apparently,
he's going to hire all the hot chicks.
Well, no, it was the guys that were. I didn't hire them. They did. They hired the guys, and apparently, they were gay. And they said they were gay, but then now they're not gay, and then now they're married, and their wives have come up there, and they were pretty damn hot.
I ain't gay no more. Praise God. Yeah,
exactly. That's what it was. It was like
he cured. My gayness.
Yeah, he took the gayness away. I'm like,
now I have a smoking hot wife.
And a lot of them were like, they were from like all over the place. Like there would be people from like Chicago, people from New York, people from just all over. I was like, this is wild. Like everybody we hired was from somewhere different. It was just nuts. But yeah, so.
And they all were brought there by ramp?
Yeah. Or I don't know if they. I don't know how. What, I don't know the whole point of like
who came
first. But there it was. Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's move to Hamilton, Alabama. Yeah, that sounds like a great place to go.
Building the population back in Alabama.
Starting a cult.
Yeah. Hey, they got a Walmart.
Home of the faggies.
Anti. Yeah, what?
That's a new mascot. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
Your mascot needs a hat.
Not this hat.
Yep. Nope. That's all America there for you.
Oh, well, Tubi has been turning up the heat, man.
They don't ever miss.
Yeah, Tubi never misses.
Tubi's always on point. For a free platform.
When Tubi shoots, Tubi don't miss.
That's right. That's right.
Give Tubi the ball.
They got it.
Tubi, like, we had the Super Bowl.
I've been stuck on Antiques Roadshow while I was sick, man.
I'm in it to your Twilight years.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'll watch something new, and then it's just like, I guess I'll just watch Antiques.
Is that right? Your
you might fade in pretty good at the ramp.
Yeah.
I went ahead and signed into the old folk home. Yeah. I live here.
Yeah, they feed me three times a day.
We got Trinity right up the road. We just go.
I give up.
Go up there to the retirement.
Well, I thought I was dying last week, so
he was just trying to get it out the way.
You usually use your retirement to do this.
Yeah.
I just quit. Retirement.
I'm retired.
I'm ready.
Already done.
That's your easy watching when I don't feel like we're searching for stuff. I'm just
it's just something that'll show. Play that I can look at.
Well, it was the Red and Green Show.
Yeah, I watched that for a while. I got tired of laughing so much. I had to start watching something a little more somber.
Yeah.
Tried fucking Unsolved Mysteries, and that shit was too sad. It's the old ones, the old 90s.
Yeah, Robert Stacks.
Yes.
Yeah, the new ones suck. Like hardcore. So.
Yeah, the new ones weren't good at all. Like Netflix tried to
just because you got the music.
Yeah, it doesn't mean.
I mean, it's real.
You may help solve a mystery.
I watched one not too long ago, about a couple months ago. It was all right. It was some girl. It was just like at a neighbor's party for like graduation or something, and got accused of stealing one of her friend's stuff, and she walked home. Her parents walked back, checked on her, and was like, all right, we're going to go back. Then she just, like, they saw her walking back towards the party, and just, like, she ended up, like, 2 miles down the road dead on a train track.
That's
it's like, what happened in that little gap of time?
The dad.
Guaranteed. The dad. The dad was, like, back at the...
That's what
like, the mom think? Was... I think she like got picked up by somebody and dropped off or
something. The dad.
Mm-hmm. It's man, those missing people stories, those are the crazy ones.
It's always the dad.
It's like me leaving here and I end up in Nevada.
Like, no, you just went gambling, dude.
Yeah. Aliens.
Yeah. It'd be shit like that, man. It'd be like it's impossible for that gap of time for him to get that distance.
I was trying to think of her name, but it was Orlando, Florida. But she supposedly killed her baby girl.
Are you talking about
Casey Anthony?
Yeah.
She is like the only one out of that bunch that just can't capitalize on that. Like people won't let her.
She's the white OJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. She actually did it, you know? So.
Yeah. That's what I've been calling her lately. That's white OJ.
Because every time I see a video of hers, if it circulates like
TikTok,
it's nobody like I would say like 75-90% of the comments on there is like, you are not going to be an influencer, we know what you did. we're gonna go ahead and let you we're
how
not,
much you
we're
charge not, for babysitting.
Oh yeah, she started her own business, but that she ain't getting away with nothing.
It's for like victims that have been accused of stuff, whatever. You know, how to get them out of that or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's what lawyers do.
Yeah.
That's how what she does. The blonde-haired chick at the bar. I mean, look how much money she racked up after blatantly saying the N-word at a park. She raised
what's her name?
Over $500,000. She has to relocate.
Shallow.
Shallow. That's right. Shouldn't have done that.
But all I did was see the video. There's so much crazy stuff on, and it's like, this does not pique my interest.
Yeah. That's almost like the snakes ain't, this motherfucker ain't real on the plane.
Yeah, that was kind of cool because she was hot.
Yeah, that story was bizarre to me. I was like, I'm into it, and I think that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Crazy chick's hot. Let's just see what she's got to say.
Let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it went on for months. It was a good ride. And it's funny, like, she'll reshare that meme every now and then, and just the interest in it just dies down.
Just pop back up, stay relevant.
Yeah. Right.
Remember this?
Tina Gomez or Tiffany Gomez.
Who remembers 2022? It was me. It's the same thing with, like, the lectern guy. He's always, anytime he sees a lectern, he has to take a picture with it, which I find very funny, but that guy's, he's a fun follower. Just like I bet there's this chef dude and he just shits on everybody else's cooking.
Oh, he watches those, this like reaction videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
What are you doing? No. Stupid.
He sounds just so exhausted.
Yeah.
These people.
Why would you do that? It's too much.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, his videos are like relaxing.
Yeah, yeah. This is why you don't eat at potlucks.
This is why I don't need TikTok.
Somehow my algorithm has gotten into this guy with a super mustache. He's like got a super fucking mustache, and he shaves. He does like ASMR videos of him shaving, and he uses like double sided razors, and does the. The soaking in the brush and shit.
Yeah.
It's the wildest shit. And it's so loud because he has like the microphone in his wrist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ASMR, bro.
I can't get into them. That's just, I can't.
You got the ladies with the fingernails hit the glass.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No, I don't get that. I see that all the time. Why are they always like when they're showing something off? They want to do that. Like, what's that angle make me want to? That ain't make me interested in nothing.
I can show you one you probably like.
It's weird amputee type guy. His arms are like this.
He got the chicken wings. Ups,
and he taps everything.
Yeah, I think that's
yeah, he's got. Yeah. I saw the water burger one.
Yeah,
he's like
a little tap.
I like him.
He taps that rotisserie chicken.
That's that rotisserie chicken.
The only ones I watch, which you can't make a bunch, but it's like this: your Ukrainian chick out in the wilderness of Ukraine. Been concerned for does those little camping videos where it's like walking in the snow. She always cooks a meal, sets up her tent, and it's she don't say a word. The only thing I ever said was told like a cat to get down. But hell, she don't come out with a video but like once every 2 months because it takes so long to make.
Is her today super tramp?
Yeah. No, she drove in a nice Jeep.
Oh,
she's not super tramp. She probably goes back to her nice ass $1 million home. And then it's like, oh, well, I guess I better make a video.
Make another video.
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of those chicks have those camping videos, dude. Because, once I clicked on one, it was like, here's you another hot chick camping. I'm like, I think I'm just going to keep up with this.
Oh, that was the whole thing. And like, that was a fun little conspiracy to jump down, but there was it still goes on really because I still see them. But it was back on the, I would say right before COVID or maybe just immediately after, where it seemed like all the algorithm was really favoring like van life in a van.
Yeah, off the grid living.
Yeah, this is how I live in an RV. This is how I live in a tent. This is how I live in a stranger's car.
Yeah, whatever. Here we are.
Construction sites are great, especially when they get the roofs on them. You just have to wake up before they get there for work.
That's right. And then you already have a porta potty there.
Yeah. I mean, if I had plenty of money, I'd have a van to like. I don't feel like living here.
You live down by the river?
I ain't living down by the river. I'm just like, if I come over here, I just like, man, you know what? It's late. I just go sleep in the driveway.
It's nice, dude. Like, I miss, like, when Munson and me would go out to those festivals. Like, it's a two-day. We'd take the van.
Mm-hmm.
It's pop-up.
Pop it up. Yep.
You got a bed. You got a loft bed up top, and then you got one on the bottom. Shit was nice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I could do it long term. I guess you'd have to get, like, my biggest thing was you'd have to have a gym membership.
Yeah,
to, just to guarantee you can get a shower.
For real.
Can you park in those gyms like that that had the shower offering? That way you don't even have to worry about it. You just,
I don't know how long.
Wake up, walk right in.
Maybe you could work something out.
You had to be a Planet Fitness member.
Probably depends on just the property manager at that point. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
that or Love's.
Be like, I will crash out here, guys.
Yeah. Gas stations.
That have you ever seen that one van life girl that goes out to the desert and that dude keeps harassing
her? Hell yeah. Red Bar.
Yeah. I mean, like, my stepdad's seen it before. But, like, he saw the regular video.
Yeah, that was nuts.
That man. Red Bar. I like Red Bar. It's like, but the van life, no, no. You're hearing some knocking outside, and you're like, just being dead still. Like, what's that? It's that Woodbridge. That's the bad part they don't tell you about van life.
Yeah. They ain't gonna tell you the pretty parts.
Most of them vans, those, like, BMW vans, whatever, all the Mercedes vans, they don't have no windows back there.
And then some crazy guy runs up and smears shit down the side of your van, and then you get caught in this house.
Or a guy cuts his palm open, and rubs the blood down the side. Yeah. Smear shit. No,
it sounded good.
It sounded nice.
Yeah, for real.
You were dealing with a true psychopath.
Exactly. I wish he was on my shirt.
I see that shit.
Shit?
No, the boys.
Oh yeah, well, you got the chainsaw man. You don't
nice shirt.
Is that right him there?
It is him.
That's him.
Yeah, that boy. That boy right there.
Shit smear.
That's the old slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So Antique Roadshow. What else y'all been on lately? I'm ate up with Tourette's girl.
Still failing it.
You're dead.
Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking.
When are you gonna be done? When are you gonna be done?
I don't know.
When are you done?
It brings me so much joy. I don't know if I can ever let go of it.
You've been watching that, or you just watch like little
when it comes quick up, videos? When it comes up, if I'm just swiping.
Yeah, and there'll be 15 of them back to back.
Yeah, you can get on a train of it.
Yeah,
I follow a bunch of service industry people.
Yeah.
And they introduce themselves. They're like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm a bartender. And this is what happened to me last night. I was just sitting there thinking, like, while I watch them, I'm like, I wonder which one's more important, the video or the working? Because she was like in her shift making a video.
Actually doing, Like, I'm actually at work and I'm making my video, right?
Right when that Facebook Live ended, like, if I was, I would have gave her a call. It's like, wind it up.
You're done.
You're done. You're fired. You're gonna bitch about the job while you're at the job?
While you're at the job, yeah.
Ba 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 ba.
Bullshit. But I think his name is Justin Stagner. He does like a country grandpa, like just all those foghorn leghorn sayings that your grandpa would fucking say, like a
foghorn leghorn. Well, no. I declare that boy.
Uh-huh.
I say boy.
I come across this one chick that was pretty interesting and pretty funny. She does like prank phone calls.
Oh, hell yeah.
But she does like voices and shit like very well. She can sound like Siri, like perfectly like Siri.
Oh.
And then she has like this, like she sounds like an old lady too. So she would prank phone call like Apple and acting like her phone is like not working right. And then she'll be like Siri. Then Siri's like telling her to do stuff. And the person on the phone's like, no, don't do that. Don't. And then it's like back and forth. It's just so hilarious. I sat there for like 2 hours, like watching it. I was like, damn. I was like, you were on the phone for 2 hours with this bitch.
That's awesome.
With tech support.
Is that awesome, man?
That's a good gig, man. Yeah. If you can run a call that long.
Yeah.
Cause,
and it sounded very believable. I mean, I was like, damn, this is pretty, pretty wild.
Cause I like Digital Bazooka because they leave in the ones that don't work out to where, you know, they open, call the business, say something bizarre and like,
They just hang up.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's hard to get people to come.
Yeah, actually.
And then you have to keep elevating it. So the longer it goes, the better it gets.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying it was awesome that he watched it for 2 hours.
Oh.
Well, that, I mean,
I was going to say that only Danny would watch something like that for 2 hours.
I wasn't surprised.
Okay. That's it. They're just chewing. Like,
right. Kind of like Mark the night at Munson's. Was talking to this little teenage boy about school that he knew. And it's like he's talking about history. And he's like, we're part of history learning right now. It's like the Civil War. And Mark said, the Civil War was cool. I was like, was it? Was it cool? How was it cool, Mark?
Let's recap that.
Elaborate a little, sir.
Do we need to go back and study this? Or?
That's awesome.
Right there at the front bar where people are like ordering. Yeah. Oh, cool. I did say that loud.
I see why John likes his fishbowl, man. It's the things you see and hear. And just
I never see John at the fishbowl. I'll be driving by looking.
He probably don't go as much now.
I've been sick, so I hadn't been there very often. I was there this weekend, and I haven't had my enhancers lately.
Yes,
it's an enhancer. I imagine that's a whole different experience there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It makes it even more fun because then you don't give a shit.
Those are like his PEDs if he is a sports athlete.
Yeah, he, you know, people don't expect you to be like fucking with them and then just be relentless. That's what they do. The performance enhancing drugs I do make you relentless.
That's what they're going to be called from now on. It's PEDs, performance enhancers.
And that's what actually makes the aquarium fun. It's when they don't know.
Yeah. I like the people watch, man. It's always funny. Like, hell, you know this too, especially if you're just up there talking and you're just kind of like looking at different parts of the crowd. It's always, there's always something funny or bizarre happening when there's like that.
Always something happening. Like, I was just standing there smoking a cigarette last night or night before last. Last night. And I was just sitting there and all of a sudden I hear, fuck you, bitch. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
Not going bad.
Why did I?
So I get, you know, I start getting alert. There's this bigger black lady and this really, really small white lady.
Oh, yes.
Getting into it.
I got my money on the big black lady.
Well, no, this is like both of them are affiliated with the police somehow. So. One, the little white girl
was they having like, a pacing contest.
I'm gonna call Eddie Hawkins and tell him to come arrest you. And the black girl was like, call Eddie Hawkins, I'll call my daddy up here. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, I'm standing there in the police walking up. I'm like, man, it's crazy over there. They're like, I'll get just as crazy with them. I'm like, oh, this is going to be real good. So I'm like,
that's how I felt a while ago when we walked into the Mexican place and the woman was bitching about it.
Oh, yeah, y'all didn't charge me for my food.
Some of this Columbus action I've been hearing about. Let's go.
Get a little heated there at the Kelly.
Oh, they settled
like,
it.
Like, you take my money.
Fine.
And then the one lady at the back was just holding this wad of hundreds.
Yeah.
That was a very bizarre thing.
I thought it was going on.
Yeah,
I walked in and I saw that. I'm like, this is kind of nuts. And I looked down at Cobb. He's sitting down smiling.
Like, I'm watching. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
this is it.
Yeah, front row seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's why I do the things I do.
I was in the moment, too. I didn't break the phone out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when it's the best ones. Yeah. The ones you see with,
I don't even think of that.
I don't either. I just like, we in here.
Like, I saw it. Yeah. I could have been the one.
I don't need documentation. I'll tell you, you can believe me or not.
Yeah. I seen it. I was there. Yeah. That's how I see it.
Yep. I ain't. Those are like concerts to me. I don't need my phone.
That's y'all right. Didn't charge me. You didn't charge me for my food. I'm leaving. Y'all figured out Joe register. That's what one of the black ladies said when she was leaving.
I love that.
But you know, if nobody ever pulls their phone out, then we never get videos like the fights that at Bullets.
Don't the depend
fights,
on me.
The fights at American Deli. The fights at all the chicken places that we all
eating chicken place. Every restaurant was christened.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have a fight. If you open a restaurant in Columbus and there ain't a fight yet, you ain't officially open yet.
That's your ribbon cutting.
You got to do it.
It's their version of the ribbon cutting.
That's right. No matter what happens.
Remember, there used to be it used to seem like the same chicks would be fighting in all the new restaurants.
They were their official ribbon cutters.
Yeah. It's almost like they're like, all right, we're opening up a Popeyes.
They're heading
down
they're
here.
We got to go fight.
That's going to be one hell of a fight at Popeyes. That's all I got to say. They need to open another Popeyes.
Well, the Popeyes is in Columbus.
I'll never forget the fight of Dairy Queen back in 21.
The 2021 Dairy Queen fight. Oh.
She turned that blizzard upside down and put it on her head. And it was on.
I wish I got to see the one at the American Deli in the mall.
That was...
Because that would have been...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
That would have been a good one.
Trays flying, the environment jumping over the counter.
That's the first thing I noticed is like a red tray.
Yeah, just flying across the air.
Whenever a fight would break out in like the high school like gym where we was at, or the cafeteria was eating lunch, I saw that happen twice.
Yeah, you're always gonna say tray flying.
We had this one chick. She was so funny. She was in my grade for a while, but her name was I think it was Alex, but the opposite. But I saw her hit this chick 3 times her size over the head with a food tray.
Yeah.
Still had mashed potatoes.
When it hit her head, it just right down the middle. Buckles,
yeah. God dang, those things are hard.
Well, I was like, I saw it live. It was like right there. And I was like, hell yeah. Don't take that shit. You ain't gonna bully her no more.
Yeah.
She'll crack your skull.
Did I ever tell you, this dude had had lunch during his gym class. So he'd bring his big ass gym bag to lunch and he'd go take his, I don't know, he'd be distracted. And I put like a bunch of trays in his bag, and he'll take them home and like forks and stuff. Ain't no telling. They probably did inventory, and it was all me. He got pissed. First, you know, he thought it was funny. Then he's like, "Man, I got like 25 trays at my house."
I'm like, shit, I'd be eating them all now. Yeah, that's good. Those may last forever, too, man.
I'd probably find you some Antiques Roadshow shopping.
Hell yeah.
Like, let me get that. You better come with some cafeteria pizza.
Now, too. This is Soraka 1952 when they had the two fruit trays.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh. The favorite thing to look for is like thermoses. Like, I got one, it's like the red coats are coming. The red coats are coming. Oh, like cartoon on the side.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Boston, you know?
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit like that, you know, you twist the cup off, you know.
Could you imagine?
Old school thermos.
Could you imagine if a fight broke out at Peking and Gilbert the Triceratops?
Yeah, oh, God. His name's like, Gilbert. Fuck that
shit. Gilbert would be like, fuck.
It'd be cool if it was one of y'all and that little nerdy dude with the Triceratops just straight whooped your ass.
Like throat punching.
Damn, Alan, that nerd with the Triceratops just beat the shit out of you. Embarrassing, embarrassing.
I don't know, pick something.
You just got knocked the fuck out.
I think it's great.
Like, he wouldn't give me none of his rice.
He wouldn't give me any of his rice.
That's awesome.
Yep.
The damn calf muscles from riding that bicycle.
And he wasn't there when we first got there. And right when I saw that bicycle pulling up, I was like, I felt his eyes on me like some kind of heat.
Man, you walk straight over around to it. Yeah, like, hey, guys.
So I put in my 2 weeks' notice. My last day here is on the 15th. So we did a little math, and he had to have put his 2 weeks' notice in soon as he came in.
When he walked in, yeah.
And then they kind of walked out of the attitude.
Yeah. That's when we got the thing
walking tall.
Yeah. He was sassy.
That's like Thursday, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, you know where he's going?
Where?
Place we ate on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, for real?
The Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I was like, we better go hit up the
Triceratops. Yeah. He ain't going to be doing the mariachi band.
Gilbert might be like, fuck that shit.
Go have at least one hot employer to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
At least there's that.
Cheers to the hot girl at the Mexican place.
Always one.
Just one.
Ding!
Never more than one.
I went and ate at the Mita's Himalayan Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's good.
Where is this? Is it all Indians and curry? Awesome. Is that what
it's all kind of curry. It's all whatever you want, man.
We talking about the one by old Bark and Hunt.
Yeah.
Webster. I don't care nothing about that.
I'm like, fuck, bitch. Dude, I go to that place like every other weekend.
What? Artie,
man, I had to call this company Brightspeed for internet.
Oh my god.
And I'm trying to cancel service with them because like I've been waiting on them to send me a router for like a month and a half.
Damn.
And it's all whenever you get customer service, and that's exactly where I was headed. I had done gotten so mad I had been on hold for like an hour and a half, and I had already been practicing.
I was practicing his dialect.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Brightspeed.
Damn, he did practice that.
What can I do for you? I need to cancel my service with you. It's not working, my friend.
If you can get that little hitch down, there's a hitch down. You can get that hitch.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm surprised to hear that, brother.
You're brother.
I started doing that. I ended up doing it for like 10-15
on minutes. Hold.
Yeah, I'm on hold. And I was like, I better hang up. I'm about to commit what they call a hate crime.
Sir, I've been back for at least 3 minutes.
I've been on mute this whole damn time.
You got a crowd here.
We got like the whole call center gathered around my damn shit and roll speakerphone right
now. I mean, like, it's such an audio. You can kiss my ass. Cancel service, douchebag.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Do not come again.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Slum billionaire.
Let's get out of my store.
That's what that dude I saw one night with somebody. Please, I heard him. That dude trying to rub two pennies together to get a malt liquor.
Oh, brother, let me get them all liquor for the two pennies.
Nah, this dude seemed like the regular that gets on the nerves paying with.
He must have been at River Hill.
Come in there and get one little cowboy with 78 coins.
Man, I'm glad people don't do that at our store.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll happen. It'll be the day when you ain't got that little that extra cup.
Yeah.
You got the extra change on the side. They'll be like, oh, God.
It's going to be hard times at the liquor store.
And I'll tell you this. It's like something else I've noticed. A lot of people pay with their phone now.
Yeah. Because they can.
I'm so glad that works because, I mean, that's so damn convenient.
You know what's the weirdest thing? Only time I've ever used tap pay on my phone is at a liquor store, and it's only because I forgot my damn wallet. I was like, ran up there to get something, and I was like, damn, I forgot my wallet.
I do it at restaurants.
Oh, cool.
You know, damn, I thought you would have been doing it all the time.
That's what
the
lady said.
Yeah. Hey, you may be getting old. There may be the old in you.
Oh, yeah. So Thursdays is compliance day. That's when ABC will send in an underage person.
Yeah.
To try to get us.
How'd that go?
Josh had the one. Came in Thursday.
Yeah.
I am 12.
Like, you got your ID on it? She's like,
my dog ate my whole
life. Well, my German Shepherd ate my license. Like, as soon as she started
going down
telling that story, I just like shaking my head. Sorry,
not today.
Sorry, Missy.
First off, your dog's a Nazi.
They're already coming at you like that, man.
Yeah, they're going to. You know? New places, yeah, they're going.
Yeah,
they do it once a week.
I'm telling you, and it's times I go in there and I have to remember myself. It's like,
not everybody's cool.
Not everybody's cool. Whoever's running the store better have their name on that board. They take that shit serious too. That's one of the first things they look at.
Who's in charge?
Who's in charge? Yep. I pay attention to that. That's why anytime, like, if Trey or whoever's down there, my name ain't on it.
Well, I ain't gonna be in charge. Fuck that shit.
I'll shut it down if I said nope.
Cole's mom's work, didn't she?
Yeah.
She drive that little gray SUV.
Uh-huh. She
seems like she works mostly Mondays.
Yeah. It's going to change around a little bit. I'm trying to get everything locked down. That's some of the, still learning on my end. Scheduling.
Well, anyway. You know, it could be worse. Could be doing it yourself.
Could be way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have to be in Startville and Reform at the same time.
That'd be tough, yeah.
I don't know. Alan's got a whole bunch of friends he didn't know he had popping up trying to get jobs, so.
You want to give me a job?
Give me a job.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, bro. I just walked into your liquor store, but will you hire me?
That happened on the regular.
Y'all need some help.
Man, I can't have 50 employees for this little business.
I know.
Running a factory.
Everybody
walking there the other day asking if we were hot. I was like, for one, no, dude, we're not. And for two, even if we were, we couldn't hire you because you're underage. It's a liquor store.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be in here, you motherfucker.
Get the oh. Man, those Saturdays are so funny. They have, like, the highest highs and the lowest lows.
That's why I go hang out on Saturdays. They've got some wild shit that's happened. That's some good times.
Next time I'm in Reform, I'm just going to come by there.
Yeah, dude.
I sat there for 8 hours yesterday just hanging out. That's all I did.
Yeah.
No loitering.
I'll be over there Monday.
He won't.
I could be. It'd be an evening.
Yeah, well, that's when I'm going to be there.
And it's like just testing out store hours. And plus, it gives everybody a little bit more time. But we've been staying open a little bit later. Just seeing.
Yeah. Just go to 10 every night, dude.
And I really want to get, may do that, but eventually. No, just testing.
It's going to suck when time changes.
Yeah.
Going to 10 every night.
I think you
feel like you're there for 20 hours.
Yep.
That's just how it goes.
See, you stay open to midnight.
As long as you make two sales.
Man, it's been worth it. Like, each time that I've been there to do it is.
Yeah,
like,
same.
I'll have somebody come in and, like, they're dropping, like, it was well worth the wait. It's that late night. I want to get it on DoorDash.
Can you do that? I saw you posting about that. Can you actually do that, though?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. Boy, business is about to boom. I ain't driving.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking.
Fucked up. You know they got DoorDash?
What?
I'd be putting that shit up on a banner.
Yeah.
DoorDash.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure that out. That's a little task I gave myself this week. Can we do that?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Because you can do it. You do it here. We can hop on Liquor World and have whatever.
Right to it.
But can we do it in Alabama?
Strict ass, old ass Alabama.
Yeah. Alabama sucks, dude.
I might start my own app and we'll do it like that then. Ain't nobody got enough.
They'll know.
Nobody got enough.
Just advertise it to everybody.
Rats. Make sure to trademark that.
Damn, I think that's gonna turn into a bootleg, and Alan.
Yeah. What's your crowd to me is bootleg.
I just sold a $35 brown bag. It just came
down. Yeah.
There was something failing it.
Yeah. There we go.
That's a lot of.
That's where the peppermints and the chips come in.
Yeah, well,
they're just paying for the chips.
I'm wanting to get like some dude. I was looking at prices I could do, John. I could get the 2-pack Reese's. I could get like a full size Snicker bar. Guess what the price of it would be?
50 cents. Right around it.
Close to it.
I could probably do like what we were paying back in high school. Like I could probably do it for like $1.19.
Yeah.
And what is it? It's like $3 now.
Yeah.
Same with a Reese's and like just some of the things, like even like with some of the energy drinks. Like I was next time I go to Sam's, I'm gonna get a 15 pack of those Ghosts just to try a different energy drink. Just put them right there with the Red Bulls.
Guess that'd be me.
but I can give you
finding Swedish fish, boys. Yeah,
better deal than
I can get you a better deal. Yeah,
yeah. Like peach and Swedish fish. I can't find Swedish fish no more.
Yeah.
Sweet fish. That way it always goes. I find one I like and like enjoy it now.
That's it.
But yeah, I was just thinking about like different things that we could kind of turn the store on its head. If we could DoorDash, I think that would be a game changer.
You got like beer salt.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's sold out of the Linda one.
Yeah. I got to figure out where to get it. I guess we could probably just order it online.
Yeah, we'll get that figured
out. a lot of little things. Anyway.
Fun times at liquor store.
Yeah. highest of highs, lowest of lows.
Come hang out.
Free hot dogs on Saturday, and it usually comes with something entertaining.
Yeah, you're gonna get some stories out of some people.
You already had people already hanging out yesterday from what I heard. So don't, you know, take your time.
You just me.
Now you said y'all come hang out, bring your guitar.
Yeah.
Like the guy harassing people when they're trying to get out.
Hang out, but don't be a douche.
Well, his problem was that he kind of got set into like a, it was a bar.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was a bar.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
y'all come hang out.
Well, I'm saying, like, come get you a hot dog and get what you need and
get the fuck out. make a little comment. That's the hangout.
Yeah, I'll feed you.
Like, you tell me a little store and leave.
Be like, man, I'm glad you got this liquor store back open, but I'm going to take this hot dog and get on out of here. Have a good day, buddy.
That's exactly.
We saw that a lot.
That's
like, oh, really?
That's probably like 17 out of 20.
Yeah. All right, bud, I'm gonna grab this hot dog and get on out of here.
That one girl was like, "You want a hot dog?" She's like, "Yeah, I'll take you." She's like, "You want ketchup mustard?" She's like, "No, she don't, they don't need a bun." She picked that bitch off the damn grill.
I don't even need a bun.
I was like, "You go, girl."
Yeah, I was like, "That maybe
she raw dogging it for real."
Don't want that damn bread, man.
I hear it. Well, you gotta have
bikini
something.
Season.
Gotta have something to soak up that damn alcohol. You know.
And that probably would have helped. I think that had a lot to do with it because he had been there earlier that day and he was
dropped like. Dropped
when
like
are you gonna upgrade to brats?
We got to go all. That's the next upgrade. Is all beef.
Yeah. Okay. one step at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. One upgrade at a time, guy.
You're getting them conveyor belt layovers right now.
No, that's pretty good.
How you nail leaning roller?
Oh shit!
You get a ring roll around.
Oh my!
Light on all the time.
We get some roller dogs up in here.
Fucking right,
a roller dog.
Man, best ones like it.
Two
like,
for seven.
Like that's so funny. And like do an all beef hot dog and then have like a Konecka.
Yeah, have a Konecka.
Yeah.
2 for $10.
No, I can't sell it.
Can't sell it.
I have to give it away.
Give it away.
Give it away.
Yeah.
Shit.
But yeah, that bitch is the easiest shit.
Minimum $2 donation for hot dog.
I mean, hey, you know, on Saturday.
You spend so much money, you get a free hot dog. You're not selling them.
But yeah, I mean, that's like with some of the things. I mean, and we'll find that rhythm and like hopefully people will pick it up. But like when somebody brings a guitar, that's happened twice.
Said music.
Yeah,
it does.
And
what this music is all about?
And I like it, but and it's went one of two ways. It's went the way I wanted it to, where they came in, played a song, put it back in the case, and then told a story and left. And then there's been times where it just got a little carried away.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you gotta set guidelines and boundaries. That's it. That's all you have to do.
Yep. And that's what I did last night.
Didn't like it. But, you know.
I still love you, buddy.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Wind it up. I should have said that shit. You're done.
You're done.
You're done.
Wind it up. You're done.
Would have been funny. Oh, anything else to do?
Turtle news.
Please.
You got any, John?
We actually rescued a Eastern box turtle this week at work.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Good.
Wow.
It was in the middle of the road. Yeah, and we stopped and grabbed it and put it in the pond out by the like air conditioners.
That's good.
And then we caught a possum, dude. A possum.
Watch out now.
Was walking up our like stairwell into our like break room portable, and he stepped off the edge and landed in the trash, like on the other side of the like step up. So he was there when we got there. Pissed.
Yeah, he was like,
and then she turned out to be a sheep.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on with this.
There's a lot going on in there.
Turtle news.
But yeah, met just met Kev. Like he come by the store. He brought a record from a band in Huntsville.
That was cool.
They rule. Snack.
Snacks.
That's cool.
Snacks.
Yeah, snacks.
And I hope I get him on the show. I think that'd be a cool interview, but that was a good
place. It was his whole thing of him to come out and kind of tell you about that and hopefully maybe have him on. So yes. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. I'm definitely interested.
He's like, he wants him to play next Porch Fest.
I'd probably do that. Hey. Yeah.
There you go.
I like that because, I mean, I checked him out. It is like, that's a style of music you really don't hear a lot of.
Yeah.
It's like a very specific kind of, very similar to People Years.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like I would say like prog rock, but it's got different flares and elements. And I think that People Year show when he had the keyboard out in the it ruled, man. That was a good show.
No, yeah.
But yeah. So shout out to Kev, man. Nice to meet you.
Turtle news.
Turtle news.
Yeah, back to the turtle news.
What was Leonardo?
No, it's more Sylvester.
Oh.
Remember Sylvester Stallone and Rocky One?
Yeah.
He had them turtles. Cuff and Link.
He did. I do remember that.
And some bitches still got them turtles after 40 years.
You sound like,
no, turtles from Rocky One. Some bitches.
He had turtles in Rocky One. Yeah. That was like he had the aquarium with the turtles. You remember that?
Oh, hell yeah, I do. No.
Yeah, he still got those turtles.
Real life yeah. Sylvester Stallone got Cuff and Link to this day.
To this day.
Dante Wilder style.
You know, they only live or they only grow as much as the
environment. Yeah, yeah, around it, yeah. So that's if you put them in a bigger habitat, they're going to get bigger. Wow.
Turtle news, dude.
It's like, man, I wish we were like that. I'd just live in a smaller house. I'd be...
Yeah. Get a little smaller, live in a smaller house. I'm for it.
There we go.
I would be tiny if that were the case.
I would live in my car.
I live in that hallway.
Where are you?
You looking
creeped out over here.
Yeah, I'm of the week.
Oh, there we go. You know what? I really
don't. What know. Dude you got this week, Will?
I really ain't got one this week, to be honest with you. I'm sorry. I was slacking. All
right.
He said Hunter Schaefer.
Like I had one last week, kind of off the in the chamber. And nobody fucking knew what the fuck I was talking about.
So who was that again?
It's Jesse Murph.
Alabama.
Really?
Alabama.
I listened to the Joe Rogan and Donald Trump, JRE.
You're a little late on that one there, buddy.
I know, man.
What do you think about it? Did Trump win?
I think he won the election, yeah. I think so. still not sure on that. Yeah.
He won like every county.
He almost died on the way there, but yeah.
Flash.
Dime of the week, Florence Pugh.
There you go. That's his all day. She's
what is this new Marvel movie? The supposed to be getting good ratings.
Yeah, it's like the new Avengers.
The
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolts. Oh, I can't never remember. I want to say like Game Stopper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a Lois.
Yeah.
Or Elaine.
Yeah.
Elaine. It's got Veep. You talking about Elaine Seinfeld?
Yeah. Her.
Oh, it's got Florence Pugh too.
Yeah.
Little Miss the Mayflower Queen.
Miss Round Face.
Midsummer. Round Face. Yeah. Man, I like her face.
Yeah. She's kind of cute. She ain't my top. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's what's relevant right now.
True.
Game Stoppers is out in theaters.
Yep.
When is the new Final Destination movie coming out?
Pull up that picture I sent everybody. It's probably on that. It's on that.
Dude, we got movies right now. We got Clown in the Cornfield. Yeah, supposed to be pretty good. I was going to go see it Friday, but old me, you got to keep that serial killer sleeping pattern going.
May 14th. So in 4 days.
4 days.
Four days, the Final Destination is coming out.
We should go see it in IMAX.
Ooh.
Or what was? No, there's another one. There's a different one. There's, was it 40? You know what it is?
There's no 4D.
Could you imagine being immersed in a Final Destination?
That would be fucking hard.
I'd be sounding like Red Bar.
Our movie Friendship with Tim Robbins and Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Don't know where it's at.
I have no clue.
Don't know.
It's somewhere out there. We'll see it when it hits Tubi, I guess.
Yeah, still want to see Clown in the Cornfield and Sinners.
Yeah. I want to see Clown.
I want to see Sinners.
It's just 2 hours and 17 minutes. It's just like, dude, it must is like, man, it flies by. That movie's awesome.
I bet
best movie of Sinners.
I bet it's good.
I think Rainey shared, you know, that's his style of movie. Yeah. He said it was good. And he like pointed out some of the faults that he had in the movie. So overall, good.
And people saying Clown in the Cornfield, you know what I like about Clown in the Cornfield?
What?
It ain't. It's an hour and a half.
That's very.
And it's just basic, good horror.
You know where I'd like to see that?
In a cornfield?
No, at a drive-in theater.
Ah,
hey.
That would be. I think that would be a perfect drive-in.
Brando the Clown.
Call Blue Moon.
Winfield. There.
Yeah.
You win. That's what I meant.
You win.
Sorry. Yeah.
Because it's in between.
Yeah. It's the same fucking town. Just an imaginary line with different
pronunciations. I'm talking about built like that.
Ewan.
Hi, Togi.
Yeah. Kings.
Yeah.
Not for real.
No, it's just Kennedy, man. It's just a suburbia of Kennedy. In the country. King.
Kings. Oh, I thought you meant belt. I was like, that's my fake. Belk's past us now. They got that damn Dollar General Marketplace.
Oh, yeah, Belk's part of Pitt now. Part of Kennedy.
But Kennedy does got a new lawyer's office and a nutrition drink place.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
man.
Open up a nutrition drink
place. Herbalife. I don't know why. I don't know how people think. They drink that shit.
Man, they bitching about them eggs being so damn high. They pay $8 for a damn tea.
Yeah, 12, 13.
Whatever. I mean, that's a small one. Yeah, that's a small one.
But no, nah, man, you got to fill these white girl cups up. For real. Them some bitches are huge.
They got to tap on the glass.
They're Stanley's.
Yeah.
Spend $20 on that shit.
For some damn powder and water.
I spent more than that on some powder.
Yeah, I know.
This guy's killing it.
Bro, God.
Those are performance enhancers.
Yeah.
That's what they say about those peas.
He's on the snap and ramp program. Snap into a Slim Jim and ramp off.
He's on the snap, cracking the
performance enhancers.
Yeah,
feel my heart.
It's not a lie. It is a performance enhancer.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
it's a little bit more focus.
Yeah, a lot more focus.
Yeah. All righty, boys.
Anything else?
What is it? That Cat Relevant, Cat Williams interview on Club Shay Shay is getting more and more relevant.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. A little truth sayer.
That club 400.
Well, Shannon Sharp ain't shape.
Oh, yeah, Shannon Sharp. Oh,
he's out.
Moesha, whatever, told him to quit messing with young women. Even if it ain't true, you don't need it. It's just weird, dude. You're like 54. She's 19. Barely legal.
Yeah.
Yep. Moesha. No, Shannon Sharp. Oh, Bill Belichick. What's wrong with you? Your old balls.
Old balls.
That interview was bizarre because, you know.
Watched the interview? Like the Belichick one?
I watched the part where she chimes in.
Don't answer that.
And, I mean, she tried to run some pretty good social media to kind of cover for that because they left it in.
Yeah.
They didn't even edit that part out. I would have been like, can you please take that part out like you do for the presidents and the vice presidents?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that. Oh, shoot, that's not going to be a good look. And she tried to get ahead of it on social media, and she said that interview was specifically about the book that he just wrote. And so for the interviewer to ask him about his personal life and his dating life, that wasn't on the menu, so I shut it down. But the news organization turned their side of it and said, everything was fair game.
They manipulated everyone.
Yep.
Thank you. Alan. Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mean I can't trust them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't trust the media. Who would have?
I found the whole thing bizarre. It was a neat little story.
So Jordan is great.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know. I think her real estate.
True love really does exist.
Her real estate.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is real.
Her real estate game exploded, and like her mother, she runs an exotic LGBTQ sex store in Jersey.
Okay.
And she is very open, and like this is not the first kind of relationship like this that she's been in. And it's kind of like a racket for her. Like she builds up real estate through that.
Playing that long game.
Through influence.
I get it.
So, smart girl.
Yeah.
Smart as a whip.
She's got to deal with old balls.
That's old wrinkles.
What's his dream? Don't die?
Yeah.
You got a plan. You got a 30-year plan.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
You got about 15.
About 10 left, isn't it?
All right, the Diddy trial's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember
that motherfucker done aged 30 years in 6 months.
I found the whole thing with Barstool, that bar, I think it was in like somewhere in Michigan, where the kid brought the sign in saying F the Jews.
Yeah.
And Dave Portnoy, the owner of Barstool, Jew. Man, he lost his
Jewish person.
He lost his shit. Like he reached out to the guy and he was like, released the video, invited him on to, like, I think his podcast to be interviewed to kind of, like, share about, like, the history of everything. Was going to buy him a plane ticket to go out there to Austria or whatever to go see everything. And, like, just to get a better understanding, and that guy wrote back. He's like, fuck off.
Classic rebuttal.
I don't care. It's a joke.
So you're telling me Portnoy's not been bumping that new yay?
I bet he's not too happy.
Man, Cousins was a long time ago, wouldn't it?
It feels like an eternity.
Like, yeah. I almost forgot about it.
That's how powerful it is. Like, Cousins?
Who?
Hold on.
Well, I mean, like,
I heard samples of the next one, Cosby.
Yeah. I'll say this.
This is true.
This is like, anytime Kanye's ever had a record come out, the marketing and the release and the singles, it is always something that, like, you cannot escape it. You're going to talk about it. You're going to know about it.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
He's great. He is great at marketing. Like, I've never seen anybody, like, take it this far.
Do you think he's trolling?
I think
absolutely. I don't think he believes none of this. I don't think he sucked his cousin wee-wee. I think he's just like,
I think he's probably gay. Tupac was gay.
Old interviews of Tupac. He seemed kind of gayish. I don't know if I believe anything Kanye says. I think he's just like,
when he was talking to academics, that was the funniest. He put on his little KKK uniform.
Oh yeah.
The whole get up, had the hat.
I'm gonna go put my outfit on.
It was the sweetest thing you ever saw. He looked like he was so happy to do it.
Yeah.
He come back out and he's in a full KKK uniform.
Black leather.
And I was like, he had a swastika chain. And I was like, this is bizarre.
Yeah, I like
it. That's why I watched the whole damn thing. Yeah. I seen our thumbnail. I was like, I guess I'm going to click on that.
Yep. I've watched it three times.
Three times? You asked me.
It's pretty fascinating.
Well, like Red Bar.
I mean, he knows what he's doing one way or the other. He knows exactly what. Remember when he bought that damn, 15 seconds of Super Bowl?
Ah, yes.
His commercial on his damn phone and sold out his fucking clothing line? Like,
I watched this Pierce Morgan interview with Sneeko.
Like, what the hell?
How's everything going, or Kanye? Is everything going good? He's like, look at this view, dude. Yes, everything's going good. Y'all see that Pierce Morgan interview?
Yeah,
he walked out in like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
because he got his Twitter followers wrong. He said, "You got like 32 million followers. You know how many I got? It's 33. Get your shit right."
No. You ain't gonna short me a million on shit.
Epic.
He's thinking he's just messing with him.
What do you mean, you people? MCAS moments.
All right, wind it up.
Anything else, guys?
Mm-mm.
Thank y'all.
Peace.
That's it, guys.
Come restore,
buy some hooch.
Holla holla. Don't twist his dick.
Buy some Stella Rose.
Get you by. and I'll catch you. And you gon' buy, and he gon' sell. Then they way sell a rock hotel. Well, it's gon' go on. Well, it's gon' go on. Well, it's gon' go on. Well, it's gon' go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.